It's after the movies. I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.
And we have special guests today.
Nettie's first.
Maria.
Maria, why do you gotta sound on Latin?
What do you want to say, Lupita?
Yeah, okay.
We only have 10 minutes.
And Ed Guzman.
So today we're gonna talk about Batman versus Superman. Yeah. How did I put that earlier?
It's a movie called Batman versus Superman. It's a movie where Batman's versus Superman.
Yeah. Something like that. follow-up to Man of Steel, Zack Snyder, Ben Affleck, Henry Cavill, the usual assorted characters.
Yeah.
Justine, what'd you think?
I liked it more than the Man of Steel, but that's not really saying much. It was okay.
Okay.
The further we're getting away from the event, the more I think I'm not liking it.
Okay.
So
like 2 minutes after you were sort of semi-positive, and now we're like 20 minutes after and you're sort of semi-negative.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Ed?
God, I have so much to say.
I'll
keep it brief. What I did like about it was I like how they took some of the imagery from Frank Miller's Dark Knight Returns. The bat suit and the bat armor was obviously ripped off from that. Not ripped off, but used that. So good work on that. So it was a lot of stuff. A lot of the dream sequences are from the Batman books, Night/Mare. So that was cool. I was really disappointed that they drew the Doomsday card. I think the director gets too caught up on imagery, and Nolan, being executive producer, tried to put his influence to make it too much of a story. All right, I'm done. Drop the mic.
Maria.
Well,
follow that.
I'm not a person of many words. It was okay.
It was okay.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know. I'm not too familiar with the storylines, but it was a little boring at first, but then the last 30 minutes it was, you know, a lot of action, so I woke up.
Okay. Good. Cool. I don't know how I feel about it, which probably means I didn't like it too much. There were things I liked about it. Like, I think, like a lot of Zack Snyder movies, there's like cool parts, you know? But I actually don't think there was enough, like, actual story. There was plot. There was, like, this thing happened, and then this thing happened, and this thing happened. But there wasn't a cohesive enough story for me where I didn't really understand exactly, like, what everyone's motivations were all the time, what they wanted or what they didn't want, why people were doing certain things they were doing. So, yeah, I don't know. I actually, as much as it's way too long, I kind of want to see the 30-minute longer cut that's going to come out on Blu-ray, just to like see if some of that stuff gets filled in. I also wouldn't mind seeing an hour and 45-minute cut of this movie. That would probably be better. I don't know. And I'm going to go on record as being probably the only one that really liked Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor.
I thought
he was really scary. But I also think that he was probably in a slightly different version of the movie than everybody else.
Yeah, he was in freaking Joel Schumacher version.
No,
of this movie.
He wasn't that.
He was
Joker, kind of. He was kind of being the Joker a little bit.
Yeah, he wasn't serious.
He was very much an agent of chaos. And anyway, whatever. You have more things to say.
Yeah, well, earlier I said craftless, like it felt craftless to me and clumsy. I think the story is probably where I get some of that. I didn't like Jesse Eisenberg. I thought he was kind of ridiculous and over the top. I didn't like what he did. That felt clumsy to me.
Badly cast.
I didn't like, there was no subtlety to the film, and I really would have liked that. It wasn't subtle, and it was so dark and brooding. And I think that's a bad combination. I'm going to actually disagree with you on the imagery or the way, the visual style of it. I think this is probably the most, like, subdued I've ever seen Zack Snyder. Because he gets pretty outlandish.
I know. There's a lot of unnecessary slow-mo.
There is. But it's all dream sequences.
There's two different times where Wonder Woman stands there, like, looking foreboding while her hair
I'm actually okay with that.
Snyder is dangerously away, this far away from being... who's the guy I hate?
Michael Bay?
Yeah.
Michael Bay,
no.
Thank you.
No.
Yes,
no,
with the slow motion and the sweatiness. And I was waiting for Shia LaBeouf to come out and plant a bomb and take off in a fast car.
I did think it was too long. I was way out. Like, I think there was still 20 minutes left in the movie. And I was just like, I just want this to be over.
Yeah, it was way too long.
Probably could have done without the whole Batman doing CrossFit scene.
No, I liked that.
It was cool, but I mean,
it makes sense why you'd be lifting all this iron, because you're literally going to put on a suit of iron.
No, I mean, like, it definitely makes sense, but, like, come on. In 2.5 hour long movie, do we need 10 minutes of that?
That's the part that you had issues with?
I mean, I had issues with a lot
I'm
of it,
only but. Interested in the parts with Batman. Like, Batman kind of saved this movie for me. Hmm. I'm interested in the parts where Batman is involved. I'm interested in the parts where people are hating Superman, which I think is what should be happening. All those parts are interesting to me.
It's my girl.
I like looking at him work out.
Yeah, it was fun. I think
have a drink of water.
Affleck did a really good job. I'm interested in learning more about him. Like, yeah. I want to learn about what happens to Wayne Manor. I want to learn about what happened to Robin. I want to learn about all of that. So I want to see a standalone movie now because of that.
I would watch a whole movie with Affleck as Batman.
But
I
was bored a lot of the time. And I continue to hate Lois Lane as a character. I hate her so much. Like, I don't understand what... You're making dumb decisions. You decide to throw this super powerful Kryptonian weapon into a giant puddle of water because there's nothing good that you can get out of that. Like, and then you get yourself all in peril, so Superman has to save you yet again. Like, I'm tired of that.
She reacted emotionally. She wanted to dispose of a weapon that could kill her love.
But
so no,
she's
that.
Supposed to be
no,
smart.
She needed to throw it into the pool
ever.
So that she could go in there and get caught later, so she wouldn't have to rescue her.
Yeah, no, I get that. But still,
I'm so tired.
Three
of
times
that.
She gets rescued in this movie.
Yes.
Three times.
Yes.
I don't like her.
He drops everything to go rescue
yes,
her.
Yes. Yeah. Like,
that's what Superman does. That's
Superman
his thing.
Needs to quit this hoe.
But there was a decision between actually going that
that's
minute
terrible.
To throw in that stake and then rescue her. I think he'd go rescue her before he'd save the world.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
What I'm saying.
It's not perfect.
Emotional.
I will say, I think if there's a 1% chance that there's a really good Ben Affleck Batman movie out there, then I think it's an absolute certainty that they need to make it.
Nice.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I'll give Affleck credit. I was already getting ready to hate it. But it was all right.
Cool.
It was all right.
It sounds like we're all pretty mixed. That's the consensus is like...
There was some interesting stuff. I got some chills. Like, I got excited when Batman finally met Superman. I got excited when all three of them were standing in line. I was like, yeah.
You know,
awesome.
I was surprised when Batman and Superman met for the first time. Like, I didn't see it coming in that particular sequence.
So I did.
And I was like, that's cool. Like, I didn't see it coming. Wasn't ready for that.
Yeah.
So did each of them know who each other was?
Yeah, that's not clear to me, actually.
I think that Bruce knew that Clark Kent was Superman, but Superman knew
at the end because he was
Batman
at,
was Bruce Wayne.
At the mom's funeral, at the mom's house.
I think he figured
funeral.
It out.
He figured it out by that time.
After that, yeah.
It wasn't clear to me how Lex Luthor knew who Superman was. They never explained how he knew that.
True.
I don't know.
Well... Supposedly, originally, he got that intel when he was given the rights to go into the alien craft. That's when he got educated on everything. But it seemed like he already knew.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with you. I'm like, how'd that happen? So, Eisenberg ruined the movie for me.
I mean, there were much worse issues.
He was my Ben Affleck, as far as I'm concerned.
There was much worse issues, but I didn't like it.
I have a new Ben Affleck, and it's called... What's his face?
Jesse Eisenberg. I like Jesse Eisenberg, and
I thought he was a good actor.
I thought he was scary in this movie.
I thought he was petulant.
But he was, but both can be true.
Yeah, sure, but I didn't enjoy him.
Yeah.
Eisenberg is starting to become like the new Tom Cruise. It seems like every role he plays, he's this jittery young guy.
The only time anyone will ever draw a line between Tom Cruise and Jesse Eisenberg
for real.
Happened just
write it down,
now.
Just now.
The only time.
Just now.
All right, anything else we want to say in our last 20 seconds?
Civil War, looking forward to it.
Yeah, Civil War looks cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, so after the movies, I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.
Maria.